It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Yvonne LaRue. Hello, Yvonne.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going great. How are you?
Really good. Really good.
Can you believe we're halfway through this year already?
I think as you get older, the years go by faster.
So that's what's happening to me.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. How's the year been for you, by the way?
Good, you know, things are starting to open up now. We got a few shows coming in now, so that's really, really good. And Ontario's a little bit behind, I guess, the rest of the Canada, but it's happening, you know, so people are feeling good, and it's nice to get back out and play a little bit of music in front of a crowd, for sure.
Yeah, you bet. New song for you called Lowdown. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, well, it's the second one out of the gate. I remember I told you before I tracked three songs down Nashville, mm-hmm. and, you know, they were kind of leaving, cheating, and drinking songs. So I think we're up to the cheating one. That's where we're at. And I wrote it, and it was produced by Danik DePell and recorded down in Nashville at his studio at Vibe Recordings. And I know you know Danik quite well, mm-hmm. Cal.
I do.
He's a guitar player for Emerson Drive and just a super guy. I was so glad for him to produce this song for me.
You were watching him do a little bit of production too. Do you like that end of it all?
I do. That's one of the most fun parts of going down to track some music. You know, singing on it and writing it, that's all great. But doing the musical producing part is lots of fun because, I mean, it's like painting a picture, you know. You just put the colors on and paint what you want and mm-hmm. see what it sounds like. And, you know, he's so good on the guitar. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I love it.
For sure. So, I mean, you sit down, take us through a day. You sit down with Danik and you come up with a couple of ideas maybe, and you kind of bounce them around and you get to work. Is that basically how it would work with you?
Yeah, we get down there to the studio and Mike Melanchon, who is the drummer for Emerson Drive, he'll do the drum tracks for us. He'll get that started. Something pretty basic. And then Danik will put the acoustic guitar on. And I think I had to re-sing the scratch tracks again. We just have to sing it again and get everything lined up. And then we'll put a bass guitar on there. Danik mm-hmm. will play bass. And once we got that, then we're going to listen to it a few times and see if that's how we want the song configured, you know, if it's all the way we want it. And, you know, if your song is sounding good with just that in it, you're off to a good start. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good at the end. Mm-hmm. So they sounded great just with the acoustic guitars. And then when Danik gets to put all the bells and whistles on it with, you know, electric guitars, banjo, what have you not, that's when you really get to see the production part of it. Like, Danik is such a good guitar player. And, you know, he might have an idea and he'll play it a little bit. And then I might say, you know, I like the first part, but maybe not the last part of that. And mm-hmm. or he may say that. He'll say, oh, I really like this first part I got, but, you know, I've got to change the second part or maybe a different tuning or what have you not. And some days in the studio, you know, we could do this for 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then your ears just get tired and you say, you know what, it's time to take a break. And we'd go out to Nashville and maybe go on a little hike or something and mm-hmm. go out for supper and take another stab at it the next day. But all that stuff is so much fun. There was one point in this song, Lowdown, I was just telling you this before, Cal, when we were talking. If you listen to the second part, the second verse with your headphones on, I had said at the studio, I said it would really be cool if we could do some guitar parts like AC/DC where the guitars bounce back and forth on the speakers left and right. Mm-hmm. And Danik said to me, that would be awesome. So on that second verse of Lowdown, if you put a set of headphones on or your earbuds in, you will hear that bounce back left and right, his guitar work, and it was just super. He did such a great job on that. It's my favorite part of the song.
That's really cool. it's quite a process from to get from A to B, isn't it?
It is. And it's the funnest process.
Yeah.
The most fun process, right? Because we know the marketing afterwards is where the work really starts.
Yeah.
you know, going down to track a song, that's so much fun. I love it. I hope to go down and do some more.
Yeah, you bet. So, I mean, things are starting to open up. Hopefully you can do that.
Yeah, nice. And you know, the support from radio is one of the driving forces for artists, you know, like myself. You know, when you get played on radio, you tend to get energized and get back at it, you know, and see what else you can come up with and get out there for people to listen to. So, yeah, for sure. And you know, the shows help too. Fans come out and love to hear the new songs, and that's a driving force too behind it to get you to create some more and be able to get back down and record some more, you know.
Do you sell merchandise by the side of the stage?
Yeah, sometimes. Some sell. it's a hard seller. But we do. We do sell what we can, you know, t-shirts and CDs, stuff like that. Yeah.
It works. Some artists just thrive on that stuff. Like they just go crazy for it.
Big merch seller.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. And you know, I wanted to just say, recording down Nashville at Vibe Recordings on Berry Hill, you know, Danik's a Canadian, and I mean, I'm sure he could record up here in Canada just as well, but down in Nashville, there's such an electricity in the music end of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel it when you're down there. I mean, there's just so much music going on any given day, and it's really great to be a part of that. And I was really, really happy to go down there and do those recordings with them.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll get back there for sure. Yvonne, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
Well, I guess last time we spoke, I kind of maybe did this backwards, so I'll do it the other way around this time. So sure. Facebook, on my personal account, seems to get the most action. I don't know why. Facebook algorithms must not like me on my page or whatever. So my Facebook personal account, just Yvonne LaRue, gets the most action. My page is Yvonne LaRue also, so either one. And you can follow me on Instagram, Yvonne LaRue. And I also have a Twitter account at Yvonne LaRue with the number one.
Awesome, so buddy.
I got all those. But my name's not popular, so I got all those accounts.
Good for you. That doesn't happen very often either.
No.
Terrific, my friend. Thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this new song, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thank you so much, Cal, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yvonne LaRue on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.